I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Well, hello, team.
Hello, Jill.
Oh, see, no, that's good. That was good. That was good. We didn't even rehearse that, guys.
Not even.
We did not even try. I have an opener, of course, an organized one.
Ooh. Great, let's hear it.
Something I've thought about. So I did a speaking engagement a couple weeks ago in Florida. Forgive me. It was the Juniper Medical Center. And they hired me to come and talk to their patrons about health and what have you. But I said, look, you know, I'm there for the whole morning. Like, is there something else you'd like me to do? And they wanted me to meet with some cancer patients. So I was like, all right. I thought it would be like meet and greet with the people at the organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, fine. Okay. Why not? You know? So we're in a different room at this hotel, which is where they're having this conference. And one by one, I meet these three women, each dealing with different types of cancer. One has breast cancer. One has ovarian cancer. And another one, this one had metastasized thyroid.
Wow.
Into a different one, breast, which then went, meanwhile grabbing my boob, then went into her spine. That one was tough. I don't know. You know, she was having a real hard time, as was everybody. And I thought, you know, I was talking to these women. Two of them are in full-blown remission. But they caught it early. Two of them are in full-blown remission. But, you know, the way that they say that 50% of the cure is early detection.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was, and I don't, what do you say, right? You can't, I mean, all I could say was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't imagine what you're going through. And, you know, you don't want to say anything that's like going to offend them or it'll be okay. Cause you don't know what they're going through. One lady was 38 years old.
Mm, wow.
38. You know, and look, I'm not going to draw any conclusions, but all of them, by the way, had no family history of it.
Right,
none of cancer,
right.
Period. I have cancer in, I think, all my grandparents except one.
Mm.
So two of them smoked, mind you. One died of a massive heart attack. So all young, all in their 50s or 60s. And, oh God. And one of them had IVF for both kids. That's the one that 38 years old, breast cancer. It just, and I thought like, oh my God. Then I went to my doctor, my gynecologist, and, you know, she's like, well, you don't need a pap smear because I've tested you for HPV and you don't have it. One of the benefits of being a gay woman is that diseases are hard to get. Yay. So, yeah, so I don't have it. And she's like, you can't get squamous cell cervical cancer, right? And I'm kind of all over the place with this, but I was like, do the pap smear anyway, because there was like a point.
It's not
that was me on my phone. There was like a point. There's like a 0.04% chance that you can get it. But she was saying, like, with ovarian cancer, there's no screening.
There really isn't.
Really?
Is that what you had?
I had ovarian. I had stage two. I think they call it B/C cells, meaning they were.
How did you catch
it? They grew so fast.
Because she said that it's more about how you feel, and we're not taught to pay attention.
Yeah.
So breast cancer, you got a screening. Cervical, you've got a screening. But ovarian, like, they can feel your ovaries, but there's no screening.
No, I had been to the doctor that November for my checkup. Everything was fine.
Wow.
By February, I'd say. I was noticeably bloated. I mean,
that's what she said. She said there are signs, which I was going to read about. Go on.
And I'm skinny, so I could notice it. And I was like, this is not right. And when I was pushing on my belly, it kind of felt like there was something, like I couldn't feel it with my fingers, but there was something pushing back is the only way I can explain it. There's no nerve endings feeling anything.
Right.
It was just like there's pressure.
Right.
And when I went to see my doctor, she was like, well, it can't be a fibroid. You were just here 3 months ago. And it sort of went from there. And they still didn't think it was cancer. They still, by the time when I went into surgery, they said, we got it all. We think it was stage zero. It was nothing. We got it.
It wasn't. I remember you went through chemo.
It wasn't. Yeah, because all the tests they did in the operating room, you know, in the wash, they test the cells. When they checked the actual tumors, which were really big, like grapefruit size, huge.
Yours.
I had two of them, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
They said it, you know, she was shocked. She was like, damn it. Like, she was really pissed that how in the world.
Did she miss it?
Yeah. How did she not find it? How did I find it? And how did it actually end up being cancer? It didn't look like cancer.
Wow.
Even the surgeon who was just, he's renowned in LA, and they were sure. And so it was stage two. I was able to get chemo. And I say I had like the princess of chemo because I had no bad reactions to it except losing all my hair, which was actually kind of empowering because I've always had a lot of hair. So it was sort of cool to, I don't know, I found a lot of cool things in that time of my life that that just, I don't know. And it went away, knock on wood. I mean, it's 9 years. It's almost exactly 9 years now.
Right.
So.
There's two takeaways that I have, potentially three. One, oh my God, get your checkups. Please get your checkups.
Absolutely.
Like, there's just, and by the way, for a massive heart attack, they'll catch that too.
Yep.
If you get your physical, they're going to know. Yep. They're going to see that your cholesterol is elevated. If you get an EKG, like, they can see this stuff. There is no reason you should be dropping dead of a massive heart attack.
Yeah.
There just isn't. And if you get your screenings, you go to your doctor and you get your checkups, and no, it's not fun. It sucks. I hate it. Heidi knows how much I hate it. And I go every year, every year, and I get my mammary, the whole thing, because if they catch it early, the chances of quite literally curing you are 50% better. That was a stat that I did, I think, when I worked with the American Cancer I can't even remember. I've done so many of these charities. It was like American Cancer Association or like American Heart Association or the lung, whatever. I did a whole anti-smoking campaign. And I've worked in this. I just remember that stat, 50%. And, you know, please, God, like, money, whatever, go. Can Planned Parenthood do these kinds of tests? I actually don't know.
I don't know what they're limited
to now.
Heidi,
Google that.
I mean,
probably.
There's so much.
There's a lot that they do beyond abortions, people.
I think they do cancer screenings, and I think they do pap tests, and they do
mammograms. Can you check that, babe?
I'm pretty sure. And by the way, I disagree. I think you should have a pap test because
100%.
I don't have a cervix and I still get a pap test because my doctor feels just because you don't, the cells could still
right.
be there just because cervical cancer usually is on your cervix. It
even cells, if you don't have HPV though?
Yeah. Yeah. Because maybe it's because I've had cancer.
Cancer, okay.
Period. And
okay.
maybe a
Got it.
Pap test would, you know, detect something. But she's very, that's the thing. You have to listen to your body.
Yeah, so, well, that's the second thing.
Yes,
that's the second thing is that my doctor was saying, and I wanted to have her on.
The internet is, I got nothing.
We got to get you on it. That's why.
I'm on it.
I'll look it up.
All right.
Guess, but it's not.
They were saying,
so slow.
So, our OBGYN, Heidi's in mine, Dr. Hakaka, amazing name, but she's a great doctor, was saying that you have to look for the signs. And Cindy, you nailed it. Bloating.
Yeah.
Bloating, pain in your abdomen or your pelvis.
Which I did not have.
A change in bowel habits. Mm-mm. You didn't. She said indigestion, nope. Nausea, constipation, or diarrhea. Nope. Cancer-related fatigue, although I'm always fatigued.
Yeah,
so.
No.
Loss of appetite, abdominal fullness, a lump in the abdomen, also common as weight loss. And it's like some of these you just, you know, people feel these things all the time.
If you're aware of your body and your body doesn't feel like your body, don't wait till, I just saw the doctor. I don't go in for 6 months. Go.
Yeah, ignorance is not bliss, especially when it comes to your health. It's a death sentence.
Yeah.
Flat out. It's a flat out death sentence.
Yeah. And just know, I know that I saved my life and that my doctor kept saying, well, you just saved your life. Like she couldn't believe it. And I know that I did. So now I know that I'm probably the one who can.
Yeah.
You know, we are the ones who can save our lives. Our doctors are there to help us to find things, you know, when we see them.
Right.
But if you feel weird anywhere in your body, if it's your brain, if it's your knee, right. if it's, you know, if something's like not feeling right, you go get it checked. Because at least when they say it's nothing.
You have peace of mind.
You have peace of mind and you still stay aware of it because you don't. They might be looking for one thing and it's another.
Yep, so that happened. One of those ladies, they were looking for a thing with her leg, and they found ovarian cancer.
That's the exactly. Something's wrong. You don't know what it is. Well, that's what doctors do. They find out what it is.
Yeah, they were looking at. She had this crazy pain in her leg, and they ended up finding like through a series of this, that, the other, couldn't figure it out, ovarian cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
just insane. I mean, and I was last thought is I was talking to, you know, these women, and it's so tough to like try to lecture somebody when you can't imagine what they're going through. It's very easy to say, oh, well, you know, do this, do that when you haven't been through it. And I just talked about, you know, that book, Man's Search for Meaning, with Viktor Frankl, who's a Holocaust survivor. Yeah. And he wrote this book about like tragedy and how you survive it. And it's, you know, ultimately you find a meaning, you bring a meaning to it, much like you were talking about with chemo, and it carries you through it. And, you know, I've talked about various examples of like John Walsh when he lost his son, Adam Walsh, and he started America's Most Wanted and put all these bad guys away. And it doesn't even have to be something grandiose like that. And in talking to all these women, I noticed a theme. They're all Heidi. They're all like the...
I don't want to bother anyone kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. Like do everything for everyone, you know, take care, like that kind of, you know what I mean?
It's like I don't want to waste their time. So
martyr their own.
That's what I do.
Give up on their own needs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like they don't, they put, put themselves last.
Right.
At last.
I am due for the OBGYN and a colonoscopy, but those are two things that I hate. But I'll go.
She does go. She goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reality is that there's definitely a theme of
colonoscopy. Is that what you're laughing at?
No, this giant swallow on the
front. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was here. Heidi, let me give you a little sound here. Make sure to listen.
Oh God, you're trying that. Okay, let's see. I even went over there to
listen.
To take a drink.
Listen.
Okay.
Okay, so now you know.
Okay, quack it or
my
something.
My God, that's awful. Heidi put that brain elixir in my water from what is now going to be maybe a few weeks ago, but it's really just 5 minutes later, and it is disgusting. But that's okay. Anyway, oh, my sweet mother of God. Wow. Oh, dear Lord.
Have some jalapeno popcorn. Do you feel it in your brain yet?
Not yet. Okay. No. Anyway, don't put yourself last.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it. I get the, you know, kids, and they got to come first because they can put themselves first. But there is a balance, and you better strike it. Otherwise, and I said to all three of them where I did feel empowered to kind of give advice is I was like, well, you know what? Because they were very forthcoming to me about that. And I said, well, the universe is, or God, or you call it what you will, has, you know, life, whatever, reality has put you in a situation where you now have no choice but to prioritize your needs.
Right.
You have no choice. It is life threatening now. Your life depends on you prioritizing your needs and your rest and your health and your happiness and asking for help.
Right. And women very often don't.
Don't do that. I know.
That's so not surprising. That,
hopefully, yeah. Right, you'll strike at least a little more of a balance if you're a person that does that before you get to that place. Anyway, that's it. Just, dude, it's rough. It was a rough day.
But also, I just want to add, okay. my the guy who does my colonoscopies, it's not fun, but my dad had colon cancer and my grandma had colon cancer, so I had to start at 30.
Yeah.
And I have to go again, I think, every 3 years now because they found precancerous cells. But he said they're finding it earlier and earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
just like breast cancer and ovarian cancer. Absolutely.
I think it used to be 50 that they required it, and now they've bumped it to 40. Someone needs to go.
It's so manageable once they find.
I don't have a history
things.
Of colon cancer.
It doesn't matter. He said it doesn't matter.
I don't like things.
Up your butt. You won't even know.
That's not my thing. I
even, it doesn't matter. You just gave this whole lecture about it, and now you won't go.
I don't have to go until I'm 45. That's what my doctor said.
Which, Van Hurley? Yeah.
And Hakaka.
Neither has.
I don't know.
They both said 45.
That sounds
And I don't
right.
have a history of colon cancer. I'm not a. This is a whole different show, but yeah. I don't love the. I don't want
you
things won't, in my
you
body.
You don't
have
even
no
know
idea. You're
there.
Asleep. You wake up.
Oh, I thought you were
You don't
saying,
even know they've been there.
Yeah, you don't feel
anything. I don't believe that.
Unless
you don't.
Unless you get, yeah, never mind.
Now, I'm also not into, like, 2 days of laxatives that, you know. Oh, you don't want things in your body. I don't want things in my butt.
That sounds terrible.
I know people, and I have no, issues with people that put things in their butt at all. Like, I mean, let your freedom flag fly. I know it's big.
This is taking it.
I've been butt shamed as well.
We're back.
But okay, well, we'll fine. I'm just anyway. All right, moving on.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You know how when life gets crazy, it's like your healthy diet regimen just goes out the window? And I think I'm pretty darn good and disciplined at stuff like that. It's my business, for goodness sake. But when my schedule is out of control, sometimes my food can get a little bit out of control. And that's why I love this company called Daily Harvest. They send the food straight to your door. So you can make amazing snacks, amazing meals in 30 seconds, for goodness sake. Like, that's how fast you can prepare this stuff. You know, you can prep overnight oats and chia parfaits, smoothie ingredients. It's awesome. And again, it's all delivered right to your door. It's perfectly proportioned. They've got frozen organic fruits and vegetables. And each cup will stay fresh in your freezer, and it's prepared in one step. All you have to do is add water or your favorite milk, coconut milk, almond milk, whatever it might be. So just go to dailyharvest.com and enter the promo code Jillian, and you're going to get 3 free items in your first box. That's promo code Jillian for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com, promo code Jillian. All right, sitting sucks. That's why I love my new active workspace from this company called Fully. They sent me the Jarvis standing desk, and it's been voted the best standing desk on the market for the past 4 years by a company called The Wire Cutter. It's awesome. And they're all about movement. It's not just about standing or sitting. So whether you want to perch or lean or stretch or squat, it gives you the freedom to do all of that and get yourself in the most comfortable position possible for you. So you're improving your circulation, you're improving your posture, it's better for you, you burn more calories as well. You know how many times I've told you to stand instead of sit? Well, this helps you do that all while you're at work. Make that better. So from design to shipping to service after your purchase, Fully is there for you every step of the way. Get your body moving in your workspace. Go to fully.com/Jillian. That's fully.com/Jillian. Fully desks, chairs, and things to keep you moving. fully.com/Jillian.
So we have a little follow-up here, Jill.
I saw that you clearly went home and researched this.
Well, you know.
She had to know.
It really, really was on my mind. Which was it? Is it that some people don't smell asparagus pee? Or is it that some people don't pee smelly asparagus pee?
Okay. What was it, Sin?
Well, it ends up. It's a little of both.
Stop.
This was kind of, it was a long NPR article that I read, but.
Oh my God.
I've encapsulated it for you.
Thank you.
So. It says that.
Look at Heidi. Heidi, this is a segment we did with G. You weren't here for this one.
I heard it though.
Oh, well, you're up to speed then.
Always. That's Heidi. That's why we love her so
much.
That's
my little Heidi, up to speed.
Okay, epidemiologist at Harvard University, Lorelei Mucci.
Imagine if that was your project that you were assigned. How do you even study that?
I'd just have you eat asparagus and pee.
And then go in and smell it?
Yeah. I get 100 people.
That's what they did too.
I get 100 people and be like,
they sniff.
You go in, pee. All right, now you go in, sniff.
One of these,
you smell it. Okay, you go in, pee. You go in, sniff. That's what I do.
One of these guys took his pee out and had his whole family smelling it. And I mean, this article is
it's like a Kardashian episode.
Why do people care that much that they paid that Harvard researchers that are probably brilliant? They wasted their time smelling asparagus pee.
Because it actually had a lot to do with. All sorts of
digestive
other
enzymes.
Some of it was digestive. Very good. You know, did anyone ever tell you you're really good at this stuff?
Digestive enzymes. I know.
You could be professional.
I know.
You could totally be a professional.
Okay.
Okay. So, her study showed that 40% of the 7,000 people involved in her study could smell it.
7,000 people.
And 40% of them could
that is a
smell
long
it.
Study.
It's a lot of urine.
Not even 50%.
No, I was surprised. She thinks being unable to detect the after smell of asparagus might be useful since the odor may discourage some people from eating this highly nutritious vegetable. So,
I thought it might be a sex thing, made them not want to get, whoosh.
What is
it? Stinkalicious.
Is Giancarlo still here?
Oh, no.
She's channeling him.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It is apparent that some people really can't smell asparagus pee. Most people can't, if her study is any indication, but whether everybody actually produces the odor is somewhat controversial. So another study showed that there are two big genetic studies have only come up with markers near olfactory receptors that strongly suggest it's possible that everybody produces it, but not everybody detects
Cindy,
it.
Cindy, cut to the chase. If I smell the pee, what does that mean about me?
You can smell the pee.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything else?
You know, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
It doesn't mean anything. If I pee asparagus, what does it mean about me?
Nothing.
If I don't pee asparagus, does it mean
nothing?
Anything? What happened to the enzyme thing we said?
Well, that's very... it's very technical, and I didn't want to go into that, but...
We
actually don't understand it, is what it comes down to.
So it means nothing!
It means
so we're just wasted!
It's possible...
Is it genetic?
No, it's not genetic.
It doesn't mean
anything!
Well,
the cilantro thing, isn't that, some people hate it, some people love it. I think it tastes like stinky feet, but you like it.
But that's not genetic.
It's genetic.
My whole family hates it.
But it offers
and I love it.
Nothing, though.
Well, but, I mean,
nothing to know. If you smell asparagus pee... Mm-hmm. Then you're a super sniffer.
No, but it doesn't. I kind of like the idea that if you can smell it and smells bad, it would discourage you from eating it. Because I like
it,
but I'm not crazy about eating it because of that.
I don't really like it.
But I mean, these studies went so deep into scientific stuff. Mucci says it's hard to tell which of the 871 gene variations actually cause the insensitivity. So... I think the wrap up of this is it's an ongoing study.
More people are going to waste their time.
More asparagus will be
eaten. So Cindy can have an answer.
More urine will be studied.
7,000 people. That is a lot of people. I wonder how much they got paid.
A lot of people.
To partake in
the study. Okay. Well, this is why you get the big bucks.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, I love traveling. You guys know that. And I've recently started traveling more here at home in the U.S., and one of my favorite new spots is Portland. It's awesome. The weather's gorgeous. There's so much to do outside. You've got literally this Portland's Forest Park where you can like bike and hike and birdwatch. And if you want more of a nature adventure, there's Mount Hood, the Columbia River Gorge, the coastline. It's all reachable within a couple of hours from the middle of the city. And once you've torched some of those calories with your outdoor activities, Portland's farm-to-table dining, honestly, is some of the best in the world. I'm obsessed with it. And they've got all kinds of acclaimed craft beers, incredible coffee houses, food carts. I mean, it's so much fun. Literally, they've even got a whole wine valley called the Willamette Valley, and they have some of the best Pinot Noirs in the world. So check it out. Go to travelportland.com. Visit travelportland.com to start planning your trip. You can in Portland.
Okay, we are back, and we've got Dr. Josh Axe on with us today. Dr. Axe, how are you, my friend?
I am awesome. Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming back. People love your segments. And we've gotten a lot of questions about chronic pain. And I know you told me that's a really big topic for you and something that you're always being asked about. So I honestly, like, is this really the epidemic it appears to be?
It really is. I mean, it is mind blowing how many people live with chronic pain every day, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, you know, pain from old injuries like ACL tears and rotator cuff tears, migraine headaches. The number of people with low back pain and neck pain alone, it's just really, really shocking. So, yeah, I mean, chronic pain, and it's only getting worse today. And part of the problem is nobody's getting well, because most people are going to their doctor getting prescribed pain meds or opioid drugs.
Yeah.
And that will never fix the root cause of the problem.
It does seem like it could be, you're right, it could be anything. It could be fibromyalgia. It could be migraines. It could be poor posture that's turned into bulging discs. So I do not have chronic pain at this stage in my life, knock on wood. But I've heard it's debilitating. What do people do? Because I know they get to the end of their rope and they think like all I've got are painkillers, you know, nerve pain. I mean, I've heard it all, and it sounds like hell on earth, and it I've been told it ruins your life. So what does one do, especially if the symptom is different? It's like, oh, I have migraines. Oh, I have fibromyalgia. Where do you even begin?
Yeah, so here's what I would say, and I'll tell you, I've seen what I believe to be really good results with sort of this, I'll just call it a formula per se, for different types of chronic pain. So let's talk about diet through anti-inflammation. Let's talk about holistic treatments as well. So for those two categories, and supplementation. So in terms of diet, you know, you want to reduce inflammation. Think about if you sprain your ankle, there's inflammation there, but we're eating today in a way that we cause inflammation in our joints, and that builds up scar tissue, and it damages and breaks down tissues, which is going to cause pain. And so we want to follow an anti-inflammatory diet. That diet is going to be rich in fats like omega-3 fats. So diet that has, you know, wild caught fish in it, flax, chia, hemp seeds, walnuts, and then also lots of certain types of fruit are very anti-inflammatory, especially berries and pineapple would be in that category. Veggies, of course, are anti-inflammatory, and herbs are the most anti-inflammatory thing of all. We need to use a lot more herbs in our diet. Rosemary is super anti-inflammatory, so is turmeric, so is ginger. So I think loading up on the herbs, but if somebody follows an anti, I've written an article on this, you can look up Dr. Ack's anti-inflammatory diet, but following a diet that's that would really help a lot of people. Now, in terms of treatments, I want to mention a couple things that cause pain. If somebody has lack of mobility and lack of stability, okay, so stability and mobility. Now, when somebody tears or stretches a ligament, which happens, I mean, anybody that played high school sports probably at some point stretched or damaged some ligaments. Ugh. And so when you have
Heidi's nodding. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, I still have a few injuries from high school sports and bother me today, and or to a degree, actually, it's very minute now after I've done these things, but, you know, still sometimes you have a little bit. But I'll say this. So there's a treatment out there called there's stem cell, there's PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and there's prolotherapy. And I really am a fan of these procedures if they're done the right way. Now, there's a lot of doctors kind of pushing this amniotic stem cells that I don't think are very beneficial. There is a brand called AmnioFix that I think does a good job that's FDA approved. All the others I'm not a big fan of. But I do think PRP, that's platelet-rich plasma, this is what Kobe Bryant did. It's what Tiger Woods has done to stay back, Peyton Manning. So, and it's sort of like a secret in the NFL. Terrell Owens just got it done last week. It was publicized. And so PRP is where you draw your own blood. You concentrate the growth factors and platelets, which is what causes an area to heal. You re-inject it into the injured area of your body, and it causes a natural healing response. Again, so kind of like your body sent off the first time to heal it, didn't heal it all the way. You get PRP, it's reenacting the healing process. It's using your body's own blood to heal itself. There's actually an ancient proverb that says healing is in the blood. It's in Chinese medicine, and healing is in your marrow. So it's sort of taking either your bone marrow, where stem cells are, or your own blood, concentrating certain areas of that, and injecting it back in the area for healing. But the reason I bring that up is people with ligament tendon issues or stability issues, which is a lot of people from those types of injuries, would do very well with what's labeled today as regenerative medicine treatments.
Can they afford it?
Yep. So that's a good question. So here's what I would say. If somebody has you know, the finances to do so, stem cell is the most powerful form.
Okay.
And PRP is great. I'll tell you, PRP can cost anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for a treatment. But let me say this.
How
you
many?
Know, if you're
like, do you need 10?
Typically, one to three. I would say three is what it takes for most people. Yeah.
Got
so, but if you're looking at insurance and thinking long term, I think for some people, a good amount of people, it would actually save them money long term.
Right, because you'll end up with surgery, pain management, all that stuff.
Exactly. Now, there is something called prolotherapy, which is less money, and it's just using a solution to sort of reenact the healing response. It's not using your body's own tissue, so it's not as strong. But prolotherapy and prolozone to a degree, those are not as strong. But if somebody has, let's say, just a tendonitis or ligament laxity, that's a good option there as well. And I want you to mention this practice. So that's for stability. If somebody has lack of mobility in an area, you know, there's a lot of joint stiffness, there's no movement, lack of flexibility in the joint, I do think chiropractic is a good option, as well as something like yoga, okay? Doing chiropractic and yoga, two of the reasons those things are so beneficial is they increase mobility of the joint, which then gets more fluid and healing nutrients to the area, which kind of, you know, it helps it heal or reduces, you know, pain.
Dr. Ax, you're amazing. Thank you so much. We love you. You're incredible.
Love you guys too. Thank you.
For all things Dr. Ax, go to draxx.com. All the blogs, all the articles, all the supplements, and please come on again. We adore you. Any questions?
By the way, you guys are great. Thank you.
Team.
Thanks, Dr. Ax.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're all taking notes.